Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Following On podcast as India seal a 3-0 win over the West Indies with a huge win at Ahmedabad. I'm Jared Kimber and I'm joined by former England bowlers Steve Harmison and Alex Shooter and former IPL batter Abhishek Jhunjhunwala as we review the game. Now, let's have a bit of a look at that game. Steve Harmison, I'll start with you. Well, let's have a look at the game and the entire series, but it's the same story over and over again. The West Indies don't really have any one-day international batters, do they? They came in with Shai Hope averaging over 50, Army, but he hasn't made any runs and no one else has made a cracker for them.
No, it's same old for the West Indies. Top order runs. Not so much top order runs, just a game plan of how we're going to get through the first 10 overs. Then how are we going to progress that on to give our power at the back end a chance to really sort of flourish. And again, they've been bowled out again. And you look at Alzari Joseph and Hayden Walsh Jr. Between them, they faced around about 100 balls. And that, the effort and the dedication and the will not to sort of give it away, it needs to be shown by the top six. The top six haven't faced 100 balls between them or around about 100 balls between them. So I think that tells its own story again, that the West Indies will be bitterly disappointed that the bowlers have turned up. Look, they've chased 266 today, 230, what was it, in the second game, 238. If you give a team a chance to chase that against India, they'd snap their hands off. But unfortunately, the batting just hasn't been good enough.
Yeah, no doubt. So India made 265. They were bowled out. The three top batters, Rohit Sharma, Shikhar Dhawan, Virat Kohli, all went very, very early on. They were 42 for three, put on a big partnership with Shreyas Iyer and Rishabh Pant. Rishabh Pant made a 50 off 54 balls, but Shreyas Iyer really kept it together with 80 off 111. Once they went past 250, though, Abby, it just felt like there was no chance for the West Indies.
240 is going to be very difficult for West Indies. And we have seen that throughout the tournament, as Hami was saying earlier as well. Their bowling has been pretty good. They bowled really, really well. Got to give a lot of credit to the middle order from the Indian side as well, because they've lost early wickets in pretty much every game. But the middle order have found a way to win matches for India or to post big totals for India. And yeah, that's been the key for India, and which West Indies couldn't capitalize. And we knew that West Indies doesn't have a very strong middle order. They were heavily dependent on the top order, and the top order just didn't fire.
No doubt. It's probably worth, though, Alex Shooter, just talking about the West Indian bowlers. I thought they held up all the way through the tournament. Probably a word on Jason Holder, who's about to be richer than he's probably been in quite some time. He was fantastic. But I thought all the West Indian seamers, even Odian Smith, who obviously was never going to get through his 10 overs very often, but they all had moments in this series where they bowled outstanding.
Yeah, you're right. They bowled extremely well all through the series. They've bowled well as a collective, as a unit. But they're just not getting backed up by the batters. I mean, as you said, you know, Jason Holder's been fantastic this last month or so. Harmy was able to see him close up and personal out in the West Indies very recently. And he just takes wickets. And as you said, the back end of that IPL that was in Abu Dhabi, you know, he picked up a lot of wickets, didn't he, bowling at the death, and he just seems to just have that knack. And there's a bowler, if you have that knack of, you know, taking wickets, you're always going to be sought after. Yes, there's some days that you're going to get caught and the batsman's going to have your name on it, But if you're able to pick up wickets, captains are happy with that. And he's done well, Azhari Joseph. I like the way this young man's coming on. You know, he comes to the wicket. His approach is very nice, very rhythmical. He gets into his bound. And then once he braces that front leg, that's where he generates his pace. He keeps his arm nice and high. He gets extra bounce. Odin Smith, your man. You know, he's a little bit of licorice all sorts, but you don't know what you're going to get with him. But that's what also makes him dangerous. I know he comes in and put on a little bit of a show there when he got his, you know, his 36 off 18 balls. That's what he can do. And that's most probably what's going to give him that price tag in the IPL. But they're batting. They are a couple of world-class batters short. If you get 250 against this, you know, this batting lineup, you feel you've got a chance. Any other country around the world, really. So they need to try and sort that out. I mean, that's why I was asking the question when we was on air: is there any young guys, any batters, doing anything out in the West Indies? And I mean, you had to think a bit. And normally they just come to you quick and fast, but you really had to think, didn't you, with the batters around the Caribbean that are actually doing anything? So you know, I think a couple of the lads need to get fit. Because they've got a few players that are out through fitness issues, you know, Shemron Hetmyer and whatever. So need to get him fit and get him in this team because, you know, the bowlers and fielders are doing okay. Their batting's way short at the minute.
Abby, just on the West Indies, their bowling, the seam bowlers are great. They've got Akhil Hasan, who really before the World Cup, I think, people weren't talking about him at all, and I think he's bowled very, very well. We know that Fabian Allen's more of a part-timer and Hayden Walsh is probably more of a part-timer, but having all those three options, being that they're all quite good in the field and Akhil Hasan is turning himself into a batter as well, they've all got batting talent, it's quite a handy three spinners to have to back up quite a good seam attack.
They've got, I think with bowling, they've got all their bases covered, and with those three spinners, as the more they play, the more they're going to learn about international cricket and the more they will learn about their bowling, because spinners, you often see they bloom a bit later. When they're 25, 26, then they get a better understanding of their bowling. And the more the international cricket they play, as I said, the more they will learn. And all of them have a lot of talent. They can turn the ball, they can bowl at different variations, and they all can bat. So it's such, they can be such a strong team if they can find some quality top order and a couple of guys in the middle. Their lower order is as strong as any other international side in the world.
Hami, India's big problem coming into this series has been taking power play wickets. I wouldn't say that they blew the West Indies away. In fact, in the first couple of games, I thought, you know, the West Indies handled the new ball okay. It's just that they didn't really score that many runs later on, realistically. I felt today with Deepak Chahar, they probably had someone who's a bit more of a specialist. It's hard to slot him into their full-strength team, but they really need someone to take wickets at the top, and he just swings the ball both ways. And as we saw today, he made a very good 38 as well. He could certainly bat.
Yeah, he can bat. His good all-round contribution today was probably what tipped the balance of the game going from India to the West Indies, because when you look at it, what was it? It was 187 for six when he walks out to bat in number eight and puts on a partnership, gets 38, which takes the game away from the West Indies a little bit. And then when he gets the ball in hand, not quite Bhuvneshwar Kumar, but of that sort of late swing, which is very, very handy for India in the power play if Krishna can't bowl in the power play. So it just shows you how much the miss, you know, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, whether he misses through injury or in the recent past he's took a bit of tap. They do miss that frontline bowler when Bumrah doesn't play in the power play to take sort of early wickets. But I think he was helped, if we're brutally honest. He bowled nicely. He did swing it both ways and he did put the ball in good areas. But the pressure that he built up, I thought the West Indies give their wickets away and that give the power play back to India when it come to and never really put them under pressure in the power play to then kick on from there. So yes, he bowled nicely, but I think he was helped out by some of the decision making by the West Indies batsmen.
And just to show how poor the West Indies have been in ODIs versus India, they've lost now their last 10 series against them. Abby, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We've seen a little bit. We saw them try some new opening batters, obviously because of Shikhar Dhawan's injury. We know that they want to fit KL Rahul down the order. What's your top six now for the Indian ODI team, looking ahead to what you think might be their top six for the World Cup?
I would still open with Shikhar Dhawan and Rohit Sharma. Virat at number three, number four, probably KL. 5, I would go with Rishabh Pant. Number 6, if Hardik Pandya is fit and he can bowl, I would get Hardik Pandya in because he's a game changer. If he's not fit, yeah, then you've got a couple of options in Sundar, depending on the pitch you can choose. You can have Sundar at number 6 or you've got Deepak Hooda. There's plenty of option, but the 5 for me is if Hardik Pandya is fit, he comes in at number 6.
The reason I asked that is because I figured you'd say something along those lines. That means that you haven't fit into that 11, Shreyas Iyer or Suryakumar Yadav.
Yeah, Suryakumar Yadav again. If Hardik is fit, I would... Maybe Hardik can bat number 7 because he can do the all-rounder role and Surya comes in at number 6.
Jadeja at 8.
Yeah, but then Jadeja at 8. So there's so many players, it's very hard to make that choice. But yeah, if Hardik is fit, I would pick him at number 6, 7. And Surya can bat, float around. Shreyas Iyer doesn't get into the side for me.
What's he averaging in one day cricket at the moment?
I know.
It does show you the sort of the level of talent there. You know, going into the next World Cup, I don't think India have got all their questions answered at the moment, Jude. But, you know, having seen them a little bit, that's just so... I mean, this is a second string side. And I thought West Indies played quite well. And they didn't even get close.
Listen, they just got a dearth of talent. I mean, the talent pool. I mean, if we go back and think about why the IPL started in the first place, it was to give their local players the ability to mix it with the world's best and give them that opportunity of pressure situations that... Over the course of times, over a decade or so now, they've unearthed some absolutely fantastic cricketers. So, as you say, this was nowhere near their strongest 11, but still too strong for this West Indian side. And I feel a little bit sad for them because, you know, on the bowling side of things, they did extremely well. And I don't want to keep going a, you know, bowlers v batters situation. But you get in that case where the bowlers are doing well against a, you know, a still very good batting lineup. They're keeping them down to sort of, you know, sort of, what was it today? 265, 237, and whatever. I mean, they got beat heavily in the second game, but, you know, they're doing their job, and their batters are just way below what you need at the international level and against a decent India team.
We've seen that before, though, Jude, haven't we? We were a bit close to our... We've seen that a bit closer to home, though, haven't we?
Yeah.
What do? We move our best batter up one place and drop our two best bowlers.
Yeah, I know.
So, look, it's amazing what happens in selection meetings and going forward.
Can't wait to see... Well, Jason Holder might have to be dropped as a batter and a bowler if he promoted up the order and not being allowed to bowl under the England thing. So India made 265. They were bowled out. The West Indies made 169 with... kind of a remarkable innings. It's worth pointing this out. The way that they actually went about it, they completely fell apart at the top, and they were 82 for 7 when Odian Smith came in. Odian Smith smashed 36 off 18, and we were like, well, this is really exciting. And then we had a partnership between Alzari Joseph and Hayden Walsh that went on for days. I don't know how that happens in a one-day international, but it was extraordinary. It was over 13 overs of them just knocking the ball around. Some incredible drop catches in that. But in the end, West Indies nowhere near good enough against India. There's one player I want to ask you about, Hami, because in some ways he's a little bit similar to you. Prasiv Krishna, we're talking about the IPL talent coming through. He's a player who, you know, he's taller than most Indian bowlers. He's got these incredibly long arms. He gets good bounce. We saw him bowl some incredible, you know, off-cutting deliveries today. He doesn't like the new ball. He's not the most accurate bowler. How does he develop from here to become the sort of all-talent bowler that India need?
Well, I think, Jared, I think he just he's given a chance. If he's given a chance to excel and the way he's performed, I think you just keep throwing him out there and letting him play. He's... and letting him develop. He at the minute, we talk about him not being the greatest power play bowler, not facing, you know, enjoying bowling with the brand new ball. Now, if he's taking wickets, his confidence will be high, his action will be good. The way he's moved the ball in these three games has been, you know, very, very impressive. And I think the longer he does that over a course of, you know, 10, 12, 15 games, he will get better. He'll get used to bowling with a brand new ball, coming on that 2 or 3 overs earlier each time, potentially taking the brand new ball and also working out what he needs to do in the power player. The one thing I will say about him on this in this series, he's been given a surface to bowl on. I think he's been given a nice surface to bowl on. Ball bounced, tennis ball bounced and just sat in the pitch there. And I think that was a good surface for a big tall bowler to bowl on. Not express pace, but he's bowled nicely and he will take some confidence going into his next series and possibly when Rohit Sharma's looking at developing his side and he keeps saying, I want to challenge my bowlers. Well, the next challenge for Krishna is to possibly bowl inside the first six overs, come on after five or six overs in the power play, and then you know, his education goes on from there.
It's another young Indian player that I want to talk about with you, Abhi, which is Kuldeep Yadav. I think people like you and I follow these things closely thought he might never play for India again. I think he got this opportunity twofold. One is that West Indians showed they could not play wrist spin in general, but specifically Tabrez Shamsi. And also, West Indies have a few more left-handers, so you have the ability to spin the ball away from the bat. He's gone for runs today. He's actually ended up with 2 for 51 from his 8, but he looked absolutely unplayable until Odean Smith started putting him into the stands a lot. Where do you think he goes from here? Because he's a very big chance. I mean, the IPL auction coming up is interesting for him, but he's a very big chance of taking a bunch of wickets against West Indies in the T20 games if they play him.
Yeah, I think he's been one of the most exciting talent which came off the ranks, and suddenly he was the biggest superstar. When it came to spin department, R. Ashwin was dropped for a long period of time because him and Yuzvendra Chahal were playing pretty much all white ball cricket. But I think what happened with him was when they picked him for test cricket and when he didn't do well, I think they didn't handle him very well. At that point, the selectors, the captain didn't handle him well. He lost all his confidence. And from there to come back to this setup, how Indian cricket is set up, is very, very difficult. So, yes, I think to some extent they felt bad for him, and probably one of that reason they want to give him another opportunity, how they handled him so poorly. And he's got all the talent. It's just what he needs is some opportunity to play these important games and the captain telling him that I really believe in you. And once he gets back in confidence, I think he'll do wonders for India because he still has a lot to give to Indian cricket.
Beautiful. Well, I think we're just going to go across and listen to a little bit of Nicholas Puran, who's talking to Harsha Bogle.
Team India, Rohit Sharma, Rahul Dravid. First white ball series victory. Congratulations to them. Yeah, India was too good for us with the ball this year.
You've always got to look at the positives, though, at the end. And what for you were the positives? I mean, you're sitting up there watching the game. Alzari Joseph, maybe Odean Smith, Jason Holder, of course, have been around for a while. Any more?
Yeah, the way we bowled in the series was wonderful. A lot of positives when it comes to that. We know as a wide ball team, 50-over team especially, we have a lot of work to do, especially when it comes to bowling and batting. In this series, the batting let us down tremendously. But you know, the positives, the way the guys bowled in the last two games were fantastic.
Is it fair to say a more dangerous T20 side when West Indies are playing T20, everyone's watching?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the shorter format of the game, it seems like we're much better than that. But in saying that, we have a lot of work to put in when it comes to the longer format.
And we're looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Right, there you are.
Yeah, for those who weren't following TalkSport 2 earlier this year, obviously West Indies lost to Ireland in a one-day international series as well. And I spoke to Irish captain Andy Balburnie recently, and he was very excited that they beat them, but he was very honest, and he was saying that West Indies are just, this is their worst form of the game. One-day cricket is just the worst form of the game, and I think that's what we saw in this series, isn't it, Jude?
Yeah, for sure. As you say, they're very dangerous in that shorter format of the game, 2020. You don't have to bat for too long, and I suppose it suits their batters. But at this 50 over, their batters definitely have to have a look at the way they're going about things, you know, how to compile innings, you know, because it is in 50 overs. There's a lot of balls to face, and I just feel they need to go about it a little better than they do in 2020, where it's just crash, bam, wallop. You know, you've got times where you can maybe see out a bowler and then pick who you're going to hit. But generally, they like to go at everybody, don't they? And more often than not, you're going to get found out. And that's why they haven't won a series for a long time.
Choose while you've got the microphone, just a couple of words on the experience of watching Odean Smith bat and bowl.
Well, he's an exciting player. And he's definitely someone who, when ball in hand or has the bat in hand, he's someone you want to watch. With ball in hand, you know it's going to be not the immaculate line and length bowling. It's going to be quick. It's going to be leg side, offside, bouncer, yorker, a jaffer, and he's going to end up with two or three. With bat in hand, if you bowl it anywhere in that arc, I don't care who you are going to disappear. There's no stadium in world cricket that is big enough to fit this guy. When he hits it, it stays hit. It's going to be exciting over the weekend to sit down and see, when this auction of the IPO is happening, what he goes for and if he goes and which to what team, and then how he's used. We know about the depth of the IPL and the splendid players that they have, so it'd be well he best suited. But listen, he's shown the Indian public today what he can do. And we just wait and see what he goes for, if he goes for anything in this year's IPL.
No, he certainly showed the Indian public. I think more importantly for him personally, he showed the about 10 team owners of what he can do. He doesn't fit perfectly into the IPL teams, but he is fantastic. Another player that we think will go for a lot of money is Shreyas Iyer, who was the captain of Delhi, then got injured. Rishabh Pant got the job, and he sort of lost his spot at Delhi. And he's talking to Harsha Bhogle.
Still like maybe?
Yeah, this day has really summed up for all those days.
If you had to pick a number for yourself in the batting order, would you pick four, or is there another number you'd prefer in the ODI game?
To be honest, I'm really flexible to bat at any number, but four, yeah, currently in the given situation, if you say, yeah, it's the best number to bat at. And, you know, if I'm thrown under a pressure situation, and if the situation like today, I really love to thrive on it, and I really enjoy such moments.
That's a tricky number because you've got to play in two different ways, isn't it? Hang in sometimes, get a move on sometimes. Your game's pretty good, well suited for that.
Yeah, so when I go in, basically, especially if you see in today's situation, I had to play off the new ball, and for that you need to have a really good skill and also see to it that you play the balls close to the body. And then after that you need to pace on from there. And so basically there is a rhythm which you have to set throughout the innings, and it's not easy, obviously, but if you believe in yourself, if you focus on your basics, I think everything else will be covered.
And it's falling well for you. Look forward to many more innings. Well played today, Shreyas.
Thank you so much.
Abby, you're a man who believes in yourself and follows the basics. We just talked about him possibly not being in... he's probably in the top seven batters, but because of Hardik Pandya's all-roundness and Ravi Jadeja's all-roundness, he might not slip into that team. What do you see, though, sort of long-term? You know, we've seen him now make the runs against New Zealand in the Test match, and we've seen him make a lot of runs in one-day cricket. Where do you sort of see Shreyas Iyer's future?
Yeah, I think he will have a long career for India, and I wouldn't be surprised at some point in time if he's even leading India going forward in the next 7, 8, 10 years' time. But if you ask me, like, can he fit into the side if everyone's back tomorrow? It's going to be difficult for him to make it to the side, because I think still Surya Kumar Yadav at number 6 adds a lot more than Shreyas, because he is a 360-degree player and he can play those big shots better than Shreyas. And that's what you need at number 6. But yes, if there is a slot opens at number 4, then you would pick Shreyas Iyer. But there's too many players to pick from. Where do you slot everyone in? That's the big question. But yeah, as a future, he's got a very bright future. And again, I think he's again going to be leading one of the IPL sides. I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the Lucknow side, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I put very good Yeah, I agree. I think that's where he's going. Just on the Indian side, obviously Rohit captaining. He's obviously a very different kind of human being, the Virat Kohli, let alone a different kind of leader. What have you seen from him in this series that shows you what kind of a captain he'll be going forward?
I think he's somebody who's always ahead of the game, and he's a very calm, collective customer. He's always ready to make those changes if needed. He doesn't have a set plan he comes with into the middle. If something doesn't work, he's ready to change it immediately. And when he needs to make those big decisions, he'll take it. And that's why he's won 5 IPLs now, more than anybody else. He's shown that he's a very good leader.
And a lot of money at Mumbai Indians.
Yeah, and also what I feel about Rohit, that he could be a better man manager than Virat. And at that level, it's not about, yes, your captaincy skills are very important, but most important skill is how you're managing the youngsters along with the senior players. And I think he's got that.
No, certainly. He's very, very well respected. So, I mean, this was a fairly easy series for him in the end. We're just going to pivot for the end of this, guys. If I can ask you, I'll start with you, Jude. So, Yorkshire are now going to be doing international games again. The ECB has reversed their decision to ban them from international games. They haven't actually missed out on any international games under that ban. How does that make you feel?
Now, listen, there's a lot that's happened. It seems a little strange that it's happened during the winter months. As you said, there's no cricket being played there. So, as you say, they haven't really missed anything. Listen, I look at things in the world the way that they're going, and it just seems to not have quite the balance with certain things. Which is going on. Don't really want to harp on about them, but it just seems that the disparity on how certain things are dealt with are slightly different, and there seems to be more punishment for other things more than others. So, listen, it is what it is. You know, the decision's been made. Are you happy with it? So, I don't know. Sometimes I just shrug my shoulder and say, am I surprised? Listen, I love Goffey, and I wish him all the best down there. He's got a job on his hands. Harmy's helped out down there, him and Sidebottom, and, you know, wish Otis all the best. He's a good coach. And hopefully, as you said, you know, Yorkshire is something that they've had to look at, and they get back to, you know, where people need, because, you know, they're a massive club, they're historic, and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, not obviously, you certainly don't forget about it. You learn from it, and we move on. And that's what we do, as I said, just keep things moving.
Harmy, obviously Durham was suspended, and it's, you know, really ruined the club in many ways. Really made, you know, really made them struggle, I suppose is the best way to put it, rather than ruining them. As a Durham person, you must be looking at this with slightly one eyebrow raised.
Very much so. Jude's mentioned the word there, surprise. I don't think you surprise anything when it comes out of the ECB at this moment in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. You know, the way they seem to outlook over things and decisions, and I was very irate when Durham was suspended or banned from, they took the test match status away from them, docked them points. We lost 5 international players, or players that had played international cricket, because of what had happened, and that was over the money situation. I look at this, and I think you have to look at them both in two separate entities. I don't think you can compare the two, because there were two different reasons on why there should be sanctions. I think it is important what is happening at Yorkshire. They need the financial resources of international cricket to make change and make the wider public of Yorkshire trust Yorkshire again. So I think that is what's needed. I really do believe that's needed. But if this is just the punishment over, then I think it's wrong. I really do. And I'm saying this from somebody who has been at Yorkshire for 3 days this week with the players. Yeah, I mean, mentioned about Goffey. Goffey's new. Goffey's a new part of this. Goffey's the reason why it's turning round, along with Lord Patel and many, many others. And hopefully that the international financial reward that comes with that will make, obviously, a stronger Yorkshire, because a strong Yorkshire is good for English cricket. But I still think they need to be punished in such a way that I think the points docked, being very, very difficult for Yorkshire to qualify for for major finals over the course of the next 3 or 4 years, make it very difficult for them to compete at the top end, because I do think that there has been mismanagement there. But I think when it comes to the decision that's been made today, I think that's going to benefit Yorkshire long term moving forward.
Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll be back very soon for the T20s between India and the West Indies here on Talk Sport 2.
Kumar Roach can get ball in hand and start us off against Rohit Sharma. Joseph goes in and Rohit Sharma has aimed a massive shot through the offside. No foot movement, massive inside edge, and the castle has been dislodged. That's down the leg side. Kohli actually has a little flick at that. They're appealing for caught behind. He's gone. Second ball.
Short outside of stuff, but he's out. You're right. He had absolutely no idea. He, at the last minute, you could see Shikhar Dhawan go, do you know what? This is short wide. I should hit this. And he's just played it too late.
A pish from Shreyas Iyer, but he pushes it into the offside, beats the man at short cover, and that will take him to 50, his ninth one-day international 50. Rishabh Pant takes a single through mid-wicket off of Fabian Allen. That gets him a single to go to 50. Here he hits it, the ground hard, and he's nicked the next ball through to the keeper. He's tried backing away one too many times. He's got a nick through to Shea Hope. Shreyas Iyer's gone inside out, over the offside, but doesn't clear Darren Bravo at long off.
Short, and at the body, and that's out. Oh, slow ball bouncer. He tried to pull it, and he's basically pulled way too early, has Jar. Hold up. Last ball of the innings, and he's bowled him. In fact, he may have hit the ball into the stumps. 265 for 10. That was a fun innings. I enjoyed that. It's a middling score, but a lot went on.
Siraj in again. That nips back. Hits Hope in front of the stumps. Given out LBW. King waits. Edges, and is caught at second slip. Well, to be fair, Brandon King has not really enjoyed this innings at all. That is wide of Austin. Oh, he's hit it straight to point. Chahar has thrown it out wide. Shamar Brooks throws his head back. He can't believe what he's done. Rasada over the wicket. Edged, caught at second slip. There's no doubt about that one. He goes in, and Fabian Allen is beaten on the outside edge. They whip the bales off the heel for the stumping. Krishna in, edged. He's caught this time, though. Rohit Sharma takes it low down by his right boot.
He tosses his up, but edge has gone to that one slip. Just a terrible, terrible swipe in the end. Oh, slope sweep. I'll pick the bones out of this one. He has hit this so hard. This ground is so incredibly big, and even this ground for a minute went, he's not going to hit this out of me, is it? He sliced this away. This one should be caught. This one is. He tried to hit this on the leg side. It was in the slot, to be fair to him, and he could have hit it anywhere he wanted, but he's just sliced across it, very much like a baseball swing again from Odeon Smith.
It might be now that there's 9 wickets down, and Rohit Sharma takes the catch. Hayden Walsh got one too near the body from Siraj. Krishna, right arm over, it's short. Joseph goes on the pull. He's got it high, out towards square leg. Catch is taken, Virat Kohli does it. And the game is over. West Indies are all out, 169. The West Indies have been blown away.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.